proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. The Feasts of Israel are central to the Jewish life. God gave these feasts to reveal something about Himself to Israel and eventually to the world. Colossians 2, verse 17 says that these days are a shadow of things to come. That is centered upon Jesus as the Messiah. Let's quickly go over the seven feasts that are mentioned in Leviticus 23. First is Passover, which remembers the Exodus from Egypt. And then next, that's followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which lasted for 8 days. The first day of the week after Passover is called First Fruits. Interestingly, Jesus rose from the dead on this day and is the first fruits of them that slept, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. 50 days later is Pentecost, or also called the Feast of Weeks. We actually say Shavuot in Hebrew. Now, we'll talk more about this in just a moment. Now, in the fall, there are three feasts: Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of the Tabernacles, and that rounds out the seven feasts. Now, the last three feasts look to the millennial reign of the Messiah in the future. But let's get back to the Feast of Pentecost, or Shavuot, as we say. Hag Shavuot, or the Feast of Pentecost, falls on the 6th and 7th days of the Hebrew month Sivan, which is our May and June. Now, this year, 2014, Shavuot will fall on June 3rd through 5th. Now then, the three main feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, were pilgrimage feasts where Jewish men went up to the temple that was in Jerusalem. Deuteronomy 16:16 is where we see this command saying, "Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty." The temple in Jerusalem was a place of gathering for the Jewish people during the special harvest feast of Shavuot, or Pentecost. It was at this temple where God demonstrated His power by the Holy Spirit to the world by a special harvest of souls. After Passover, the Jewish people anticipate the next feast, what is called Shavuot, Hebrew for weeks. In Leviticus 23, God commanded the children of Israel to count the omer, or wheat sheaves, for 50 days. This was a sign of God's provision for His people as they looked forward to a great harvest. As each day drew closer to the next feast, the Jewish people marked each day with great joy as they brought their sheaf of wheat before the Lord. After Jesus rose from the dead on the Feast of First Fruits, He remained on this earth for another 40 days. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 8, about the gospel of Jesus the Messiah, His death, burial, and resurrection. He also mentioned that Jesus was seen by Peter, and then by the disciples, and then by up to 500 people. I believe this is a confirmation of the victory of Jesus over death, and also the promise of ongoing miracle work of God in the growth of these early believers. After Jesus ascended into heaven, I'm sure the disciples wondered what was going to happen next. On that special day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, a harvest of 3,000 Jewish souls were reaped in a dramatic fashion through the work of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3 verse 5 reads, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." I love the words to the hymn, "Born of a Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine." Now, I pray as we think about Pentecost that we will remember our testimony of salvation in the Messiah, who is Jesus. My day of salvation was like the day of Shavuot, when heaven came down and glory filled my soul. This fact should encourage us to preach the gospel to the entire world. The Pentecostal power is evangelism through the work of the Holy Spirit. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to control our lives for the sake of the gospel?
You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.